Tonight at 6:30 p.m., the Germantown Town Board is holding a public hearing on a resolution for a local law permitting an 18-month moratorium on natural gas and or petroleum exploration activities in the town of Germantown. The hearing is being held, according to Town Supervisor Roy Brown, who's proposing the local law because a local business owner was contacted about whether his property was available for use in the exploration process. So to understand a little bit more about the legal context around municipalities in New York State proposing drilling bans to prohibit fracking, we are joined on the air today by George Rodenhausen. He is a partner at the Hudson-based firm called Repport Myers. Rodenhausen defended the town of Middlefield in Otsego County, New York, in a landmark decision that gave municipalities the right to ban fracking within their borders, one of the first rulings in New York to affirm local powers in the controversy over drilling over the Marcellus Shale in the state. Hi, George, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining me. Did I say that correctly just then? Was that a...
You were perfect.
Good. Well, I'm hoping you can tell us before I misstate anything, if you can tell us a little bit about the Middlefield case.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The town of Middlefield is in the middle of the state. It is actually just outside of the village of Cooperstown. It formed kind of the outskirts of Cooperstown, as well as going up alongside of Lake Otsego. It's in Otsego County. And it has a very beautiful bucolic atmosphere, as well as sort of upscale outskirts of Cooperstown. It's also got the Omadon Brewery in it. It's got a large agricultural community. So it is a community that very unanimously, except for some people who had taken leases already, did not want to have fracking come to their town. In fact, when the town board voted on the ban, it was a 5-0 vote, unanimous vote, and there was no question at any time that any of the town board members would not vote to ban fracking. They came to us, and my firm, Rapport Myers, and Cheryl Robert, who was the lead attorney on this for most of it, worked with me. The town came to us before they had adopted any local law, and we advised them to work through an amendment of their zoning law. We actually helped them do a study of the impacts of fracking on their community, and it was a very significant adverse impact with truck traffic, with the possible groundwater contamination. The impacts on the Omegon Brewery would have been substantial. They came to the town not too long ago to brew beer using the groundwater, the spring water, for their beer. And if in fact, the plaintiff in the case against the town ended up being the next-door neighbor to the brewery who wanted to drill and had leases to drill 400 acres, actually, right next to the brewery, which, if it got out that potentially contaminated the groundwater under the brewery, would have ruined the brewery's business. So the impacts on the town were substantial in many respects.